When they saw Krishna eating dirt, they complained to Mother Yashoda. So he was afraid if they see me eating fire, that they would complain.
And yes?
That they feel some.
If I am taking fire, and if Sakha will see it,
the fire dies.
At once they will self fly. They will die. Because Krishna is eating fire. So Krishna told them, and they set up their eyes. Thirdly, there is also a reason that they know that we are same level of strength. But yet Krishna has some more power than us. He knows some mantra. And by mantra, uttering mantra, he does some miracle. Not by Bhagavata, but they don't know him as a Bhagavan. They know that he knows some mantra. And by uttering this mantra, his aradhya gives so much power that he does it. Now he wants that mantra should not be uttered in anyone's before anyone. And they are saying, so how it will be
effective?
It will be in loneliness. How Krishna will be here lonely? This will shut our eyes. This will shut. So they shut up their eyes. And in this midterm, Krishna did miracle. And when Krishna told that, open the eyes after a second, they saw that they are sitting as before, they were taking and all these things. And cows are doing.
Chewing.
What?
Chewing.
Chewing. And that satisfied that no maha.
No.
And no pipasa. No hunger, no. Very easily they are comfortably in this
shadow
of and words are true. Now they are thinking, was it dream? Or was it any miracle? Or what it was? They could not decide what it was. I told this that Sakha could not imagine even that Krishna is Bhagavan. He has done what he has done by his mantra japa. He has done. He is so powerless. He knows some mantra. And they try and tell Krishna that, can you
give us the mantra?
Can you give this mantra to us also? Krishna says that, yes, I will give you, but in time I will give you. So gopis are saying only that Krishna is like us, but he can do very fast running and coming to all because he is Yogeshwar. By this Yogeshwar, you should not think it that Krishna is has some spiritual power. You should not think. Gopi should not think. Only his Kalanidhi, Akhil Kalanidhi.
Very excellent.
Including the dramatic in the art.
All of them. All
art is so expert. So, Krishna is so expert in all this. We have seen two boys in the Ras Leela. So beautiful, one Radha and one they can be Krishna. Two boys, no,
no girl,
no lady, nothing. And they were about 14 to 15 kids. So beautiful, wearing the dress of Radha and Krishna. They were dancing so much. Van Maharaj has done
a
what?
Mandali.
And he only did one for learn a subject, follow up more work, not of India. He has collected seminars. And in the middle, they have the seminars for the recreation of all learned persons. He has called a very good Rashtriya and Devyati. Beautiful. Sitting and dancing in a second, they were going to all were astonished. At that time they have done a Leela that Srimati Radhika is feeling separation and she is demanding Krishna. She told to Radha that I want to write a letter to Krishna. Bring something. So he brings Kela Pasta.
Banana.
And Anarkali, by flowers, anything, he began to write a letter to him. First he wished to write Krishna, and then he had to ask what to write. So Krishna, he was free, he took the pen and took the ink and was writing. Kaw. But in whole night he could not write Kaw. In midnight, thinking, getting his pen on that, thinking, he became Krishna. And being Krishna, she is writing
Rama.
Only half of Ra. And it became sunken. And became mold. Rock.
Water.
Here drops left. Put on moon back later. Then finally, took that letter from Krishna Radhika, folded it out. He gave kumkum, haridra, and katta chawal.
Rice.
And he put them in this and covered with the
stem. Lotus stem.
How did?
And then binding it by flower, lotus flowers made of them, and also lotus flower one, and gave it to Bhanisari. She carried it to Krishna. When Krishna saw and he opened, he at once became in the mood of Radhika. He is also there. Next in the tier of Srimati Radhika. He knew all this. That in whole life he could not write Krishna, what is Christ, Krishna, one Buddha. How we can so this is Yogeshwar. Kitna hi ghanta ho gaya? Now you should come to 11, so that my 1 hour will be used. No? Another day you should come at 11, so that I may do something. So this, up to this, Yogeshwar, because there is so much human there.
So I want to ask you to tell us more how to pray. We see there are prayers, for example, in Srimad Bhagavatam, prayers of Akrura, prayers of Salad. So I understand prayers can be written. Then there are prayers in the mind. But is this what you mean when you advise us to pray? I want to know more. I do such an important function as to pray to Gurudev and to pray to Krishna.
We don't know how to pray Krishna or Guru, but our acharyas and Vaishnava has done so. So in their footprints, in their words, we can pray to Gurudev. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, na ki bolche na Gurudever ekta bandana. Gurudev ekta bandana ache na pranam karai majhe majhe bhule jacchi.
Radha kundam
Gurudev
Nam
Shrestam Manubapi Sati Putramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajuri Purum Mathrim Ghost Vatim Radha Kundam Girivar Maho Radhika Madhvasam Prapto Jasya Prakritikritaya Sri Guru Tamini Kosham. Yes, it is a but this sloka is authentic, very good sloka. Any good devotee is saying that nama shrestam, harinam, krishnanam, nama shrestam, manumapi, mantra, gopal mantra, kama gayatri, and all mantras. Manumapi, sati putra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Angakanti Yukta, Krishna immersed in Aradhika Bhav, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Manumapi Sati Putra Matra Swarupam, Rupam Tasyagrajam, Puri Purim, Mathurim, Ghostavati, Mathurim Ghostavati. Mane those gopis were so much feeling separation when Krishna goes to Mathura. That is called Mathurim Ghostavati. This is called Mathur Bhav. When Krishna goes to Mathura and gopis are feeling so much separation. Ghostavati, Radha Kundam. Rupam, tasya agraja, Sanatan Goswami. Tasya agraja mapi? Mathurim Ghostavatim, Radha Kundam, Giribaramaho, Giraj Govardhan. He is always seeing and feeling the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Radha, Krishna and all cowherd boys, everything. Especially Pramada Madana Leela Kandare Kandare Te Rachiyate Namajunu Dandamashmin Namandam Itikilikal Nartak Lagna Kastad Vayarume Nija Nikat Nivasam Dehi Govardhana. You are something? Pramada Madana Leela Kandare Kandare Te. In every your kunja, in every your kids, you see and test the meetings of gopis, especially with Radha in Kunja, day and night for 8 prahar, and you become so much pleased that Astasatri Bhav comes in you. Seeing all these things, testing all these leelas. So I pray that you should inject me all these things in my heart. So Giriraj Govardhan, और राधा कुंडम गिरिवर महो राधिका माधव आसम टू सर्व ऑल दीज थिंग्स अब ग्रेट लालसा लालसा एंड मैंने प्राप्तो आई हैव रिसीव्ड ऑल दीज थिंग्स सो मच ग्रीड towards all these things and you It has been prapto. I have received all these things, so much greed towards all these things. And you were given, Gurudev. So you have given all these things, greed towards all these, to serve. So I am praying you. Here one have received actually the asa, asa means greed, kamana, you know,
desire. Already he has received desire from his Gurudev. Then he is praying that to whom I have received this thing, I bow down to that Gurudev. Actually we have not received these things. But yet, to have this greed, we are praying to God, to Gurudev. So, when that word comes, the prapto aham, that I have received already, this word pinches us. That Raghunath Das Goswami, any has done prayer to their Gurudev. Because they have received this thing and they are doing these things, so they are so much debted to their Gurudev. They are testing all these things, so they are praying. But we are praying here only to have greed from Gurudev. So this should come in this prayer, that we have not received yet, and we are trying to have this thing from our Gurudev. So, O Gurudev, give that greed in your heart. So, likewise, so many slokas are there for Gurudev. Gurudev, jaise, O Gurudev, you are very near and dear Sakhi to Krishna and Radhika, and you always serve Srimati Radhika. You are so beautiful Kishori. So, please accept us as your best. This is also a prayer.
Sanskrit for that prayer.
Sanskrit. Oh, Stavali, Stavmala. Dekhen, wahan par hai ki kaha. He can tell our most Priya Guru is Lalita. Ja kaam api Brajakule Vrishubhanu All Master. Ja kaam api Brajakule Vrishubhanu Jaya. Prekshasta Pakta Padamim Anurudhyamana Saddhasta Deshta Ghatanena Kisarthayanti Saving Gunaish Lalitan Lalitan. Oh Lalita, you are my most very priya Guru. You. Our Guru has told, our Guru Sakhi has told us that you should take the Radha, Lalita's feet so
firmly.
Firmly. Don't leave. I have heard from him, her, Gurudev, that any man or any devotee of Braja or out of Braja, come of him, anyone who goes to Braja, and he wants that I should be very near and dear and so bina mulle ki dasi, unpaid med sardhan, I want to be of Radhika. O Lalite, you should fulfill my this desire. I know that I am not fit for this. I am not qualified. I know it all. But I have desire. What can I do whether a desire comes like this? If Lalita knows that she has desire to serve Srimati Radhika, he at once manages it and he takes and engages in Radhika Das. I have heard. So please, have your mercy upon me, that any day, in any birth, I have your soul, this mercy. We can say like this. Badami, bhajami radham, aravinda netram,
I have any idea. Eh? I have heard from anyone, our Gurudev, our Vaishnava. That is so beautiful, so merciful, so sundari, beautiful, and so madhurya. That I have dared to come to her to pray her feet. Although I have no quality for all these things, but seeing the qualities of Srimati Radhika, I have dared to pray Srimati Radhika. And I know that she is Sarvagya. She will hear. Certainly he will hear out. So, Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Aravinda Netram means eyes like why? Because lotus are fragrant. They have some smell, good smell. They are very soft, komal. Komal?
Soft.
So soft. Your softness is that if anyone is any distress, in difficulty, and he is weeping, then her becomes soft and she will certainly do mercy upon us. So he is given instance of lotus. So your eyes are like lotus. And you are मतलब तुम कृष्ण रंग में रंग गई है सब समय अनुराग रंग में अनुराग means red the color of अनुराग is red she is immersed in कृष्ण अनुराग so her eyes here and there in the corner is like a lotus some reddish I want that kind of anurag upon me and you can do it so there are some hidden meaning in this word Srimati Radhika bhajami radham aravinda netram smarami radham madhura smitambhyam and I am remembering that you are kya madhur smitabhyam smita sweet
smiling face
smiling face why she is smiling why she is smiling she has done samman and Krishna was trying to subside,
pacify.
But he was, but she was not becoming pleased. She told that you cannot love other than me to anyone. First, Srimati told Krishna did so. Now he is so pleased. And now she is smiling that I have conquered Krishna and I am doing he is doing everything what I am telling so he is madhura smitabhyam she is seeing towards gopis and he is so saubhagya saubhagyavati so he is O Radhike I want to remember all the past times like these things. Badami Radham Karuna Bhadra. I am always uttering Srimati Radhika, who is so much merciful, so much merciful, always merciful. She is doing always merciful. to everyone, those who want to serve Srimati Radhika. Karna Bharadram, Tato Maman Nasti Gatir Nakati. So I have no gati except to you. No gati means I have no gati.
Destination.
Goal. I have no other anyone to whom I can
turn, look at, look to.
And look to. Only I want to serve you. There are none except you. So by the chanting these slogans, these are the prayers to Guru Krishna. The prayer to Radhika is to Krishna. There are so many prayers to Krishna that he can fulfill our desire to be Radhika Dasi or anything.
There are so many prayers. So perhaps you could select or tell us especially the prayers which will be most.
You know, mostly in Bilap Pushpanjali and all other books, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Asamaho Charanarem Tushama, Bande Nanda Prajayistrinam Padarenum Abhiksnasa, Tadabhuri Bhagjami Hanjanam Kuna Patantam, Punyavata Brijbhoja Dayan Nilinda, Gura Purana Purusa Banachitra Malya. Especially of Venu
Gita,
Brahma Sangita, and all other things.
In the morning, when we first wake up, even before getting up from the bed, some prayers are offered, at least remembering. So, if we are thinking that who we actually are, not just body, but in our real form, then we should offer prayers to all of the worshipable persons in Vrindavan. Nanda, Yasoda, Srimati, Radhika.
If you not pray, we can do bow down to them, to Dandavat Pranam.
Before anything else, as soon as we wake up in the morning, who is the first person that we should pray to?
Gurudev.
And then?
Gurudev. Then Param Gurudev, Pratpar Gurudev. In next we should go to Madhavendra Puri Path.
And then?
We can then also to Vyasa, Narada, Sukadeva, Brahma, to Krishna.
And then?
And then to Vrindavan. You can go down to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giraj, Govardhan, Kusum Sarovar, Manas, Nanga, Dan Ghati,
Dan Nivasan
Kunda, Sruja Kunda, Govinda Kunda, Aspara Kunda, Naval Kunda, Rasa
Kori Kund.
Also.
And then?
But far, from far away, not going there.
And then?
And you can go only to see whether
Krishna
is there or not. And to give report. This report to Lalita Vishakha only. Not for any other purpose. You should not go. Otherwise they will be angry and they will leave you in the...
Therefore you wanted to leave very quickly. We wanted you to stay. We said, no, we will go now. So then, after making all those...
All these things, Nandagam, Barsana, Saket, Saket, you know? And especially in Javad. Mane, at first we had...
Sambandhagyan.
And after Sambandhagyan, we should do all these things. If our Sambandhagyan is not dridha, then... Six. Then everything will be upset. So If our greed is there, Raganuva Bhakti is there, then we should do like this. Otherwise, in general way, also we can do all these things.
So after Nandagram and all the other places, then the person?
Then to Nanda Yashoda. At first, to our mother and father. Who is mother, father? Who? Who is?
You have to tell him.
No, he knows. Who is father and mother?
We can say Nanda and Yashoda.
Oh, you are wrong. So much wrong.
But Radharani sees Nanda and Yashoda just like her mother.
Just like, but not. If you have any relation with Krishna, then father, mother is.
Right.
And if we are servant or anything to Srimati Radhika, we will see from Radhika, as a Radhika eyes. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, all others. And then Mahaprabhu Gan, Sarup Damodara, Ramananda, all other things.
Nothing to Nanda and Yashoda.
Yes. Certainly. Without his mercy, we cannot enter in Nandagaon. So Nandagaon, Nanda Baba Yashoda.
And then to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his associates. We can also go to Puri Jagannath Puri. And we can pray there.
I think you will not get out of bed. This will go a long time.
Certainly.
It may take some time.
It will take some time.
And then.
If we like all these things, and if we have to do so much kartabya duty, and that duty is more important than this, then we should do that. If there is greed, then these are most important duties, and if not, that has come yet, then we'll have to wait for that. It will come out everything. Some swabhav. Swabhav means naturally it will come out. All the duties will, by swabhav, they will be changed. They will come to Raganugad. But we'll have to wait. We'll have to do so many things.
Are you cursing us?
No, we should do. Then Raganuga Bhakti will come by this Guru Seva. Actually, we are not fit for Raganuga yet. We should pray that Raganuga Bhakti could come in our heart. It should come. But yet, we are lacking. Because when it is Raganuga Bhakti or Vaidhi Bhakti, first thing is that will come, that Klesha Ghani and Subhada first. We are seeing that so many Badha are there in our Bhakti. Badha, you know?
Obstacles.
So many obstacles are coming. So these are klesha yukta. We are not clear from all these jigna. By doing and doing, when kleshagni will come, that prarabdha, aprarabdha, kuta, vasana, everything will go out. And Subhada will come. Both coming. We are full of Vighna. Vighna means obstacle. Soof in a very little, little. So, when we are doing Raganuga or the Vaidhi Shakti, actually when we do, and it is Subha, Anushilan, then our sins, Prarabdha, Aprarabdha, Koot, Bij, Avidya, will go about dhire dhire, slowly they will go. And Subhada will come in drop by drop. This will go and that will come. In proportion, Kleshakni will go in, is going 5%. 5% Subhada will come. And when all thing is clear, then Subhada will come fully. Then Bhav Bhakti. But we are saying that we have to face so many troubles, so much place. And Subha, he has described in Madhurji Kadambani. Subh means Chama, Saralya, Kripa, Chama?
Forgiveness.
If anyone does anything wrong to us, we should do Chama, Chama.
Forgive them.
We do or not. If by automatic, swabhavi, there is chamagun, then it is subhada. So our bhakti is subhada or not, we should judge ourselves. Chama, udarata, kripa. What is the meaning of kripa?
To give, to. Kripa means mercy.
Mercy, what is mercy? All jivas are drinking in ocean of pap and they are bahirmukh to Krishna. Actually we should act how to save them. But whether we have been saved or not, this question is also there. Yeah? At first we should decept from Maya, or in ratio we are out of Maya, we can have mercy towards Dimukhji. Not understand.
Yeah.
Very clear.
To the degree that you have,
if we have lust, if we are running after praise, wealth, and all these. These are
upasaka
and kleshagni. They are klesh. How can we do mercy upon them? But we are involved in these things. So we should, if we are doing actually bhakti, all these qualities will come purely. And if the qualities are not yet in our heart, we should know that we are not doing the bhakti in proper way.
we should not pretend that we have bhakti. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they are weeping by in their song. Gopinath, Amito,
Kamero
Das,
and
all others. Bhajaure Manasi Nandanandana, Abhaya Charanara Vindare, Tatpare, Sita Atapa Vata Varishan, like a Siddha Bhakta, Narottam Thakur. But yet he is telling that we are thinking in wealth, wealth and all these things. So we should have experienced that whether we are involving in this or we are out of this. We should know. And when I see, then I become hopeless. I'm telling frankly. So we should pray like this. Gura pahu na bhajiya 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 na